I thought we could play Room 101, the popular TV show where people cast the things they hate into Room 101 forever. Room 101, of course, is taken from George Orwell's 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Room of all your fears and terrors. And so,
is there a copyright issue here? Can we just steal this idea?
Well, yeah. Well, let's play Room 102.
Clever.
This is the room next door to Room 101, which is worse, in my opinion.
Is it?
Oh, Winston Smith. He'd love to be in Room 101 if he went to Room 101. He'd go, oh, get me back to Room. I didn't know I was born. This is much worse. So, Carl, these are things that really annoy you. Don't put in things like, you know, cancer and racism. I mean, that goes without saying.
They're already in there.
They're already in there. All the terrible things in life here. This is just your little bugbears. The things that really annoy you that, you know. Well, I actually did the real show and I put in things like lateness. That's my bugbear. I can't stand it. I think I put in, parents who let their kids run riot. Parents who think that everyone is interested in their kid as much as they are. I remember I was talking about this family, right? They were passing the baby around in a restaurant and it was like being sick and they were all shouting about it. And I was like, oh. And I got onto, oh yeah, they were breastfeeding it. And at one point I went on a this sort of like digression about a friend of mine who moved to the country. And the woman next door, sort of this hippie woman next door, about 40, you know, one of those sort of like long grey hair, you know what I mean? Shave your legs and stop wearing flip flops.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we're just neighbours and we brought you round a rice pudding. And they gave my friend a rice pudding. And she went, oh, it's made from breast milk because I'm still lactating. And I went, thanks very much. And of course, she went and they threw it away and washed the dish and gave it back to her. And it annoyed me. The arrogance of coming round and saying, it's rice pudding made my breast milk. Get out of here, you dirty hippie.
Is that what you'd have said, though, if she'd arrived at
no,
your door?
No, I'd have said, oh, do you know what? I'm breast milk intolerant. No. Well, I remember the next day it went out on television. A journalist said, oh, Ricky Gervais showed his misogynist side. No, I stand by it. I don't eat strangers' breast milk. I'm saying about it, totally natural. Well, it's not, okay, it's a cum sandwich. It doesn't matter if it's natural, it's fucking disgusting. Don't make me a rice pudding out of breast milk. You know, I'm not a fussy eater.
Sure, well, you are.
Yeah.
But no, I know what you mean.
Surely you'd draw the line there of a stranger's breast milk.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Any kind of jizz flan.
Jizz flan, do you know what I mean?
That's giving you an example of the sort of thing that one might put into Room 102.
Yeah, people who try and make you eat their breast milk disguised as rice pudding.
It's quite a specific fear, that one.
Slugs was in there.
Slugs. So, then there's you have to put a case forward and me and Steve decide whether slugs go in or whether they stay out, whether they've got a purpose.
It's just because I'm having a problem with slugs at the moment. There's a lot of slugs coming in the house.
Why?
Don't know. They can get where, like, water can't. You know what I mean? Because they're boneless, aren't they? So any little gap.
So is water boneless? There's not many bones in water.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, but you're saying they can get somewhere that water can't.
Yeah, no, they're even more likely to because they sort of move about and that and they're looking for light. Water's just happy where it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Why banish them all to Room 102, slugs? Because they're harmless, aren't they?
Yeah, but I also think, I mean, at the end of the day, they're happy wherever. So stick them in Room 102. They're not bothering me, and they're happy. They're not bothering
No, this is a metaphor. Room 102 means they disappear from existence. It's not really a room where you put in slugs with people making rice pudding out of their breast milk. It's not really, it's not you can't rent that room. We're saying, would you take slugs out of existence?
That's quite a tough call, isn't it? Because everyone's going to have a go. But I don't know what they do. All I know is they're clogging up my piping. I had to go out and buy a plunger. I hadn't seen them since, like, comics when I was a kid. And I suddenly thought, I need one of them things that I always saw in comics. I never thought I'd need one of them in my life. It's 2008. I've got slugs in my pipes. So I went out, £3 it was. I had no idea what the going rate is for a plunger.
Where did you go and get one? Where did
it's a hardware shop around the corner. So I went round there, said, have you got a plunger? He said, what size do you want? I said, what size have you got? He said, oh, we've got three different sizes. I said, I'll have the middle one. So that was £3. And took it back, gave it a bit of a plunge. And I think it was slugs. Like, all like bits of black stuff came up. I think it was slugs in there, like slugs.
Well, hang on. It could have just be black gunk, couldn't it?
No, it looked very sluggish. Because remember, I've had a problem with them anyway. I'll go to the toilet or whatever, look round, there's a slug climbing up the wall out of the shower basin thing.
Are you sure it's a slug?
Yeah, definitely slugs. I have to keep chucking them out because I don't like killing anything.
Right.
I didn't want to kill the slugs with slug pellets. I bought some copper ribbon.
Right. They don't like going over that, do they?
Like they get a little shock
charge,
off it.
Yeah.
But now that should be a warning. But instead, they're diverting. They've done a diversion. They've gone up the wall and across. Now it's like, that's a warning. That's like having a no trespassing sign.
Yeah.
And they're just going, bollocks to that. And they're getting in. And it's annoying me. And now you get to a point when you do say, well, if they carry on like this, I'll have to kill them because they're not...
They're not playing by the rules.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the purpose is. They just sit there still. I don't see them doing anything. I was looking at one close up.
But what do you want to do? Be reading Rousseau. What do you want a slug to do?
In the same way you see a bee collecting pollen... Good, it's doing its little work.
But
it's carrying big leaves or whatever.
But
a slug's just sat in the
They're all
of the
doing
kitchen.
The same thing. They're all doing the same thing. That slug is out. It's eating. It's finding
not,
food.
No food. There's no food in our kitchen for a slug, believe me. There's not enough there for me sometimes. But never mind a slug. There's nothing for it. Definitely not in the shower. What's it doing? So I told you ages ago about how they cause more problems than good. They eat cabbage.
Right.
When they shouldn't be. They get in letterboxes and nick stamps.
They don't nick stamps.
They eat the stamps. They like the glue on it.
Right. Is this a big problem, though? Is there an epidemic of slugs eating stamps?
But I think it is, and that's why they're so slow. I think they're sweating glue.
And right? It's slowing them
They're
down.
Eating all them, and that's why they're sticking to stuff. Have you ever picked up a slug? Well sticky, they give off this glue. It's like all the glue they've eaten off stamps, they panic, and when they sweat glue.
Sweat! Think of a glug! A slug! What do you mean they sweat glue?